This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Passengers flocked to RTD's buses and trains during a month of free rides. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has a look at the data.
There were 6.3 million boardings on RTD's vehicles in August. That's a million more than the month before and a million and a half over August 2021. It's the highest number since before the pandemic started. The state-sponsored free fare program was part of a push to limit air pollution. The state's air was better in summer 2022 versus the year before, but state health officials say that was due to less wildfire smoke and more favorable wind patterns. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Nearly 200,000 Coloradans have not cashed their Tabor checks, even though they've already been mailed out. CPR's Paulo Shalceda told Colorado Matters how he discovered his own refund was stolen.
I checked with the Department of Revenue and gave them my name, social security number, and my date of birth, and they were able to tell me my check was deposited back in August.
To find out the status of your Tabor check, you can call 303-951-4966. That's 303-951-4966 to reach the Department of Revenue. NASA predicts an increase in what it's calling extreme heat stress days in the coming decades due to climate change. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson explains what that means for the Front Range.
Our climate, if we don't stop increasing the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere from the burning of fossil fuels, by 2060, Denver's climate will be more like that of Amarillo, Texas.
This is CPR and KRCC.